call to pray the family rosary also incorporates both practical needs and some real insights as to why this is something that deserves 20 minutes of our very busy days and nights. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're talking about the family rosary. And in our previous segment, I begged you in the name of Our Lady to consider praying the family rosary. We're going to talk more about why this is so critical, so fruitful. Once you start praying the family rosary, I guarantee you, my friends, you won't give it up in light of the protection and sense of peace that you get. At least it will call you to return if you do have a lapse. We talked about in the last segment some of the practical elements. For example, when, that two very good times are immediately after dinner, before the kids scatter, or right before bed. Most everyone eats and most everyone sleeps, so those are good times to lock on to. Other things in terms of practical matters we talked about is, you know, letting the children lead a decade of the rosary. Children can start leading a decade of the rosary as early as 3 or 4 sometimes. It's a bit of a rosary auction where you only get a rather romantic or a impressionist version of the Hail Mary. Heaven loves that stuff. So let them start as soon as they can get something close to the Hail Mary out, and let them lead that rosary. They'll love it. They take pride in it. So having them lead a decade of the rosary, I think, is really a must. Secondly, asking them to add their intentions at the beginning of the rosary. And let them pray for what's on their hearts, even if it's rather material at the beginning or maybe doesn't have the insight that we should be having and what we should be asking heaven for. I got a letter from my father after reading a book on, or at least a chapter on rosary and the family. And he said, you know, thanks for the tips. They were very helpful. The first intention my son prayed for is, oh God, please let my father's hair return to his head. So we have to expect a few off-colored or you know, different-oriented petitions. Fine and well. Let them know that God hears every petition that they present. So getting them to pray. Also very helpful is a place for praying as a family, and especially the family rosary. So, you know, we're talking about a time, but also place is very important. I encourage you to designate a place of your house, no matter how humble. It doesn't have to be a big place or a big room, but a place where you gather as a family to offer spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. In 1 Peter, our first Holy Father, St. Peter, tells us that we should all be offering spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. That's part of the priesthood of the laity. And since the family is a domestic church, you want to have a place where your kids know that, all right, when we come here, this is where we pray. Now, some homes might be more humble where you can't dedicate a whole room to that. That's fine. Put up a shelf, wherever you can put up a shelf. Put up a stat, you know, have a couple images of our Lord, our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, the angels. Holy images, a crucifix, of course, the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And that will make it a holy place where this domestic church offers sacrifice. So, and with the family rosary, I strongly suggest that you have on your family altar 2 candles, or several candles if you want. And you turn out the lights and you light the candles and you give the children 2 options. One is they can stare into the black darkness, which is not very entertaining. Number 2 is they naturally, their eyes naturally go up to the sacred images, which are lit by candles. So that's a kind of a natural, holistic way of getting them to look at holy things. And remember, our faith, we're not Cartesians. Our faith is not just in the mind. It's through our external senses. It's a beautiful thing when our kids are looking up at the crucifix for 5 minutes. Even if they're not focusing as well as they could on the rosary, so be it. They're praying. They're doing their own form of at least initial meditation. They're being exposed to holy things. That's a victory in and of itself. So, a time for the rosary, a place for the rosary, candles so that they're either looking into darkness or looking up at these images. Other practical things can include, again, making sure that the parent gives a meditation for each mystery. Think about how difficult it is for a 7 or 8-year-old to meditate on something called the presentation. Now for us, God willing, we think of the presentation and our mind goes to the temple and and Mary and Joseph and bringing up the child Jesus, that's a lot for children to do. I had a number of African priests over for dinner, and afterwards we went up and we prayed the rosary, and they all prayed in their native tongues. It was really beautiful. But one comment they made was, you know, in many of our African languages, it's not a one-word mystery, like annunciation, visitation, presentation, nativity. It's rather the angel Gabriel invites Mary to be the mother of Jesus. Or Mary and Joseph present the baby Jesus to the Lord. And the point is that it's already a bit of a meditation, or at least you're getting the children into the mystery. So we don't tend to do that. So you want to make sure you're helping the kids to meditate in some way, and that can be done either by, you know, using a longer expression to tell them about the mystery, and then to make any simple application. You know, Mary visited Elizabeth out of charity. We, as followers of Jesus, should do things for others. Jesus is crowned with thorns. We too have to be loving to those who persecute us. Whatever it be, something to help the kids start to ponder these mysteries. So that's a good task for parents. And by the way, when the children get to be in adolescence, sometimes even before, but certainly by adolescence, they can offer a mystery. It might be bloodletting for them at the beginning, but they do it. They get used to it. And it calls them and examines them to see how much do you know of the mystery as well. So the general goal is getting them massively involved. Let them own the rosary, so to speak. And remember, my friends, a family rosary is not a monastic rosary. What I mean by that is expect interruptions. Things are going to happen. Kids are going to have to go to the bathroom. I do strongly recommend something that some families might think totally taboo, and that is take the phone off the hook. I can guarantee you, if the phone is not off the hook, you will not make it through the family rosary. And I want to say this too. Remember, Satan does not want you praying the family rosary. And that doesn't mean anybody who calls is necessarily inspired by Satan, but he will encourage distraction. He will encourage the children to be particularly disposed to disagreements right before the rosary, or even sometimes during the rosary. So you have to have a heads up on these things, or really a hearts up, and that is take away unnecessary distractions. Take the phone off the hook. Do not allow the phone to be answered during the rosary. Give the Blessed Mother 20 minutes, which is really giving her the time to protect your family. Calls come and go, and typically they're ubiquitous in family life. This is time set aside to offer spiritual sacrifice. That's priesthood of the laity. So there are, you know, there's other practical things, but if you focus on these elements, on making sure the kids are praying, they're involved. If a child asks a question in the middle of the rosary, I would defer towards explaining it if it's about the mysteries. If your children are like mine, they'll also come up with things to distract and to get you off the subject. Well, then, as good parents, we have to dissuade them from those, but let it be their own. In some sense, it would be nice if all the kids knelt across the row like little statues. Most times, that's not going to happen. It's more important, my friends, that your kids are comfortable during the rosary and that it be consistent than that they're kneeling and then they don't do the rosary the next four or five times because it's just too miserable. So use your own pastoral sensitivities, but err towards family rosary because that's the goal. Now, in our next segment, I want to give you the wisdom of John Paul II on why this family rosary is so important. So stay with us. Continue with that next segment. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli from MaryCast saying thanks, God bless, pray that family rosary.